Hi, and welcome to NTMA Talks Climate Series, where we discuss the different areas in which the NTMA is contributing to climate action and sustainability. I'm Jacinta MacDonald, Corporate Finance Manager in New Era, a business unit in the NTMA, and with me today is John Dillon, Head of New Era, and JP Corkery, Senior Manager Sustainable Finance, New Era, to discuss the topic of the Climate Action Framework for the commercial semi-state sector.
If Ireland is to achieve its emission reduction targets set out in legislation and policy and achieve a net zero economy by 2050, then engagement by the commercial state sector is going to be pretty critical.
The Climate Action Framework for the commercial semi-state sector was approved by government in July 2022. It will enable the sector to lead by example in their commitments to climate action. We kicked off the conversation today by looking at New Era and its role with the commercial semi-state sector.
So New Era is a business unit within the NTMA, and we provide financial and commercial advice to government ministers and departments in relation to their shareholdings in commercial state companies. Look, many of the companies would be well known to people and you'd use their services every day, such as the likes of On Post, the CIE Group, ESB, Dublin Airport, Gas Networks Ireland, Irish Water and so on. So familiar names to many of us. And given the infrastructure they operate, they're going to have an important role to play in the national climate agenda. And I suppose just to give the size of the sector some context, certainly the companies that fall within our remit, they have revenues of approximately 11 billion, invested capital of some 24 billion, have employees of circa about 40,000. So they're a pretty important sector in the economy.
So with New Era already providing advice on the financial aspects of these companies, can you tell us how the Climate Action Framework came about and how did New Era get involved in it?
Yeah, so through our advisory services that we provide to government in relation to these companies, we have a role to play in assisting the state meeting its climate objectives. And the framework itself, we were tasked with doing as a result of the Climate Action Plan and was most recently referenced in the Climate Action Plan in 2021 in relation to Action 55. And one of the central pillars of the Climate Action Plan was for the public sector leading by example. And given the commercial state sector really being part of that wider public sector and given, you know, the role that these companies would play in the national climate journey we're on, I suppose in that context, the Department of Environment, Climate and Communications and the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, together with ourselves, we were tasked with doing and preparing the framework. And given our role with the companies and the relationships we have with the companies, we took the lead in developing the framework. And I think it's important to say what the intention is. And the intention is that the adoption of the framework by the commercial state-owned companies will allow them to demonstrate leadership by example in really committing to a best practice approach in relation to the climate action objectives.
Thanks, John. And turning to you, JP, what approach did you take when developing the framework?
Thanks, Jacinta. The approach we took was to look at how other countries approach this area with their state-owned enterprises, in particular countries like Sweden and Norway, and also what global investors are looking for. We talked to government departments and the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, the SEAI, to understand the approach being taken to key climate-related policy objectives. And we engaged with all the companies in the commercial state sector, most of which we already deal with, to understand their climate action objectives and how they approach them.
And JP, what do you mean by climate action objectives in this context?
We took a broad interpretation, encompassing climate action objectives aimed at mitigation, adaptation, and also biodiversity loss, in areas such as the bioeconomy and circular economy.
And can you tell us more about the state-owned commercial companies as a group? Is it fair to say that it's quite a diverse group of companies in terms of size and also in terms of their individual impact on climate and sustainability?
Yes, there's huge diversity amongst the group of companies. And for the purposes of the framework, it'll apply to 22 commercial state-owned companies. It is also fair to say that some will have a much more significant impact on the achievement of national climate objectives than others.
Could you maybe highlight some companies that have a particularly critical role to play here?
EirGrid is central to making sure the electricity grid can support the level of renewable electricity targeted, which is a target of 80% by 2030. ESB is responsible for roughly a third of generation capacity on the island, so its transition to renewable sources will have a big impact. And CIE is the largest public transport provider in Ireland, with a critical role to play in providing services that can reduce reliance on cars.
Of course. And what about the other commercial state companies?
All the companies will have a role to play. For example, Cuilte with its forests and Bordnamona with its peatlands own a combined 7.5% of the land of Ireland, so they're going to have a key role. There is also the role of the ports in having the necessary infrastructure in place to help the development of the offshore wind market. And Anpust have one of the largest transport fleets, and they were one of the first postal providers globally to go zero carbon emissions in a capital city.
Thanks, JP. And getting back to the framework itself, John, can you tell us what it's about and what it's going to mean for this group of companies?
So the framework itself, Jacinta, consists of five commitments. So the first commitment is governance of climate action objectives, followed by emissions measurement and reduction targets, and measuring and valuing emissions and investment appraisals. Commitment four is around circular economy and green procurement. And commitment five is around disclosures and financial reporting. So these five commitments build on existing policy frameworks, and there's two elements as part of those commitments that are, I suppose, one would say more aligned to the corporate environment, and they are the governance of climate action objectives and disclosures in financial reporting. And there's a target approach then associated with each one that outlines the steps necessary to meet the commitment.
Great. And could you give us an example of some of these target approaches associated with the commitments?
So if we take commitment two, for example, Jacinta, that's about emissions measurement and reduction targets. And that's really seeking to ensure that for the commercial state-owned companies, the government's emission reduction and energy efficiency targets are central to the company's own climate action objectives. And I'd like to note really the role of the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland in verifying the emissions in this commitment. And then if you look at commitment five, for example, which is around climate-related financial disclosures, there's multiple disclosure frameworks in place. It's a very active space at the moment. You have frameworks such as the TCFD most recently, and it is something that a lot of the companies will fall into scope for, which is the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive. And we would see the timelines associated for reporting climate financial-related disclosures to be aligned to the timelines that are set out in the Corporate Sustainable Reporting Directive for the companies.
Sure, yes. And how do you see the framework impacting on the climate objectives of the commercial semi-state companies themselves and more broadly on Ireland's overall climate objectives?
Yeah, so firstly, we'd see the adoption of the framework is going to allow the commercial state-owned companies to demonstrate leadership in the area of climate action by committing them to a best practice approach in relation to climate action objectives. Secondly, you know, we'd anticipate a greater level of engagement among the network of companies may lead to further collaboration. And that's something in terms of trying to foster that network among the companies is something that we've been trying to do in New Era. So we've held various events recently in relation to areas such as financial reporting, green procurement, physical risks arising from the changes in climate, to sort of foster that network among them. And I suppose finally, if Ireland is to achieve its emission reduction targets set out in legislation and policy and achieve a net zero economy by 2050, then engagement by the commercial state sector is going to be pretty critical to this, given the areas they operate in, energy, transport, and you know, operating key pieces of infrastructure.
Of course, yes. And how does the framework then tie into other areas you're involved in, JP, such as the sustainable finance agenda?
A good example of overlap with the sustainable finance roadmap for Ireland under the government's Ireland for Finance Action Plan is the action on climate reporting and disclosures. John mentioned the TCFD earlier, and a number of commercial state-owned companies took part in the TCFD initiative held last year in conjunction with this, and it was a very good learning experience for all involved. Investment decisions are very important, and the investment required to make our low carbon transition is a key element of both the sustainable finance roadmap and the framework. And also in the investment area, it was noted in the budget that the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform are working with the OECD to update our public spending code to ensure it takes appropriate account of the climate and environmental impact of investment decisions.
And another question for you, JP. Given the scale of the climate challenge we face, do you think that the framework is ambitious enough?
We think it's ambitious, and all of the key aspects of climate action objectives are covered. Within each aspect, companies are committing to implementing a best practice approach that they're leading by example, so there's ambition there. This is particularly so given the diversity within the sector in terms of size, resources and knowledge. In terms of ambition on the targets front, If we look at commitment two, which is about ensuring that for commercial state-owned companies, government's targets are central to their climate action objectives. These targets are reiterated in the recent Climate Action Plan 2023. A 51% reduction in emissions is required by 2030, and the companies should set out a pathway to achieve this target. And there is also an energy efficiency target of 50% improvement by the end of the decade.
Thanks, JP. And before we finish up, John, what happens next with the framework and what are the next steps?
So after the framework was approved by government, the first step we took was to request each of the companies to seek approval from their respective boards to adopt the framework. And we'd expect that all of the companies and all the boards would have adopted it by the end of March this year. So we're now focusing on the implementation phase of the framework. For ourselves, we're required to report to the Department of Environment and Climate Communications biannually on the implementation of the framework. So we're engaging with companies and getting updates from them in terms of implementing the five commitments in the framework in the period ahead. But there will be other ways of monitoring and reporting the framework, such as the companies reporting in their own annual reports, ministers including reference to it in the shareholder letters of expectation. And we'd also anticipate that we will be including information on the framework in our own annual financial review. And that's a report that we prepare each year in respect of the financial performance of the commercial state bodies. But that's going to be later in 2023 before we are in a position to include such information.
Well, thank you, John and JP, for talking to us about the Climate Action Framework. You know, it would be great if we could catch up again to see how the implementation of the framework is progressing. Thank you for listening to NTMA Talks Climate Series. The Climate Action Framework is published and available on